I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We hoist our sails for today's GeoQuiz. Forty tall ships crisscrossed the North Atlantic this summer as part of the Tall Ships Atlantic Challenge. The vessels traveled more than 7,000 nautical miles. They set sail from Spain and dropped anchor in the Canary Islands, Bermuda, and Charleston and Boston along the way. 13 of the tall ships raced the final leg from Halifax to Belfast. Sailor Hy Slack made the crossing aboard the Dutch tall ship Tekla.
There were big waves and it was rough weather, but the ship is built for the rough fisheries in the early 1900s. She behaved excellent.
For today's quiz, we're asking you to picture that voyage. That's Halifax in Nova Scotia to Belfast in Northern Ireland, and estimate the distance in nautical miles, please. We're giving you just about no time at all to come up with the answer, so here it is. The distance across the Atlantic from Halifax to Belfast is 2,350 nautical miles. And it was quite a scene when those tall ships sailed into Belfast Harbor. Reporter Mariana Schroeder was there for the celebrations.
Ships are docked on both sides of the river here in Belfast, and it's really an amazing sight. People are queuing up, waiting sometimes as much as an hour to step aboard one of these fabulous ships. I'm talking now to...
Pauline Mernon-Brown from Northern Ireland.
Why did you come out here?
The last time they were here was 18 years ago, and I missed them then. I didn't get down to see them that time, and I hope it's not as long the next time.
As we're walking down now between the two ships, the Tekla and the Europa, these are number one and number three in this race. It's really almost hard to move as people crowd around the railings just to get a view of these ships. All right, first of all, Captain, if you would give me your full name.
Klaas Gastra.
And Captain Klaastra, this ship is called the Europa. I understand that you've come in with very good time.
We had fair winds, especially the last part that gave us... up to force 7 and 8, so we did well.
Give us some idea of your crew, how many?
We were 61 in total. Most of them were between 15 and 25, came from different countries. We have 12 nationalities on board, so I'm not a solo sailor. I need all these trainees and all this permanent crew to run the ship, but they handled really well and they did a good job.
I was on board the Europa on this journey from Halifax, Nova Scotia, across to Belfast. The first couple of weeks, we followed the Gulf Stream, and we were at fairly calm seas. And then the weather changed as we neared Ireland, and for the last week, we had the big Atlantic storms with winds going up to gale force 8 and those big 30-foot high waves, and it was an exhilarating experience. It was a real thrill to be out on deck as we rode the waves, and it was a fantastic, incredible, exhilarating experience.
We're watching some of the tall ships as they leave Belfast Harbour. Next to me is David Lawrenson, who is a sailing expert. David, what are we seeing here?
There's a ship coming up now under absolutely full sail with a T'Gallantson Royal set. She's slightly heeled over with the wind, and she looks as if she's making good way. To see this ship coming out, she's absolutely pristine. Every single sail is pulling. There's not one flapping. It looks absolutely magnificent. It's a credit to the crew and the captain to have a sailing like that. Oh, that'll bring tears to my eyes. That's just beautiful.
Here at the end of the Tall Ship Festival, enjoying some real Irish music.
Mariana Schroeder produced that story on the tall ships in Belfast, Northern Ireland.